The title of this article is 5 Use Cases for AI and B2B Marketing Beyond Content Generation. And of course, I will link to the article in the show notes, so definitely check it out and give it a read. I came across this article and I really liked the use cases and the fact that they were looking outside of the basic content generation use case of AI. So many of us are familiar with and is probably using the LLMs and AI primarily for content generation. So I wanted to go through and discuss each one of these use cases with you guys on the show today. First, let's just go through each one of the use cases included by marketingprofs.com. The first one is content tagging. The second one is dynamic personalization. So at least there's something we've talked a great deal about, personalization with AI on this show. The third is intent signal amplification. And the fourth is buying agents. And then lastly, the fifth is revenue intelligence. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, on today's show, I'm going to be doing a summary and a discussion around a marketingprofs.com article that was published on October 8th. The title of this article is 5 Use Cases for AI and B2B Marketing Beyond Content Generation. And of course, I will link to the article in the show notes, so definitely check it out and give it a read. I came across this article and I really liked the use cases and the fact that they were looking outside of the basic content generation use case of AI. So many of us are familiar with and is probably using the LLMs and AI primarily for content generation. So I wanted to go through and discuss each one of these use cases with you guys on the show today. First, let's just go through each one of the use cases included by marketingprofs.com. The first one is content tagging. The second one is dynamic personalization. So at least there's something we've talked a great deal about, personalization with AI on this show. The third is intent signal amplification. And the fourth is buying agents. And then lastly, the fifth is revenue intelligence. All right, so let's go ahead and dive in. Let's start with content tagging. If you're a content creator, especially a blog writer, and you've been in the game for a while, you are well aware of the need to accurately tag and categorize all of your posts and all of your content. Of course, it not only helps with search engines, but also with the overall user experience for a prospect or a user being able to discover the content that they need. And it also helps marketers themselves to organize and utilize their content after it's been created. So if you're looking for a specific piece of content that can be used to market to a specific buyer or ICP, an accurate and detailed tagging infrastructure is going to be a huge help. Not to mention in the age of AI content generation, there is no shortage of topics to discuss and write about. And if you can automatically generate content, we're going to be generating a lot more of it. Hopefully you're still applying that human eye and human edit to make sure that it has your voice and it adheres to your brand standards and that it's accurate and all of those things. But before we know it, we're going to have more content than we know what to do with, which is one of the problems that the article mentions here. Enter our AI helper and our AI tagger, which can sift through and sort through vast amounts of data and vast amounts of content significantly faster than a human would be able to do manually, obviously. Not only that, but they can tag each piece of content contextually with tags that make sense in a lot of different dimensions and a lot of different contexts. Some example tags here that the article provides are industry vertical or buyer persona or funnel stage, basically anything that you need to categorize your content for different prospects. Okay, so use case number one is content tagging, AI-powered content tagging. Use case number two is dynamic personalization. This one is going to be no stranger to us here on the AI Marketing Navigator. The article here leads with a stat saying that fully 71% of consumers expect companies to deliver personalized interactions, and 76% of them are frustrated when this doesn't happen. The article links to a McKinsey study for those stats, so you can check out the link in the article there. But this is the idea that we can use AI to write personalized email campaigns or personalize the content on our website for each individual user. The article gives the use case of maybe an account-based marketing campaign in which a potential customer, a potential account might land on your website. And based entirely on their personal demographics or their career demographics, all of the website content is going to be able to change dynamically. It's going to use copy and visuals and present use cases or case studies that all speak to the individual prospect and the individual user on the website at the time, which becomes hugely powerful for conversions. Okay, use case number three, intent signal amplification. And this is the concept that we are able to judge prospect and user intents based on their online behaviors, their demographics, their technographics. And the article mentions that at any given time, only about 5 to 10% of our target audience will be in market and will be actually shopping and looking to buy, which is where competitive and enriched intent data can make a huge difference. Using AI will be much easier able to assimilate and analyze a vast amount of intent data on a person or a user based on their online behaviors, their website interactions, their content engagement, as well as third-party information about like the technology that they use in their business or in their daily lives, their basic online behavior. Using all of these signals and all of this data, AI can much more accurately look for that signal that a user is ready to buy, that they are in that 5 to 10% of buyers at any given time. And ideally, you'll be able to reach out at the perfect time to convert your prospect into a buyer with the help of AI in this AI signal amplification. Ideally, the AI is going to be able to recognize much more quickly and much more accurately than we are when a user is ready to buy. Extra little hack here that they include in the article, you can even use the AI to recommend the next best action for these high intent account-based prospects and targets. The AI could be able to glean what type of marketing content would best move the buyer along the buyer's journey, whether it's a webinar or a specific drip campaign or a specific set of assets or guides. Utilize an AI to try and get more accurate picture of these things as one of the most obvious and potentially impactful use cases. Okay, moving on to use case number four. This one I am very excited to share with you guys, mostly because it's got our favorite buzzword in it, agent. This use case is buying agents. So the article here references the vast change that we've seen in B2B buying processes over the last decade or two. Again, none of this will come to a surprise to any of the digital marketers listening to this show, and likely not to any of the business owners or solo business owners listening to the show. But the way that companies buy now is much different than it used to be. Oftentimes, we are selling to a committee of people, a buying committee in a company that has multiple people with multiple points of view, and each of these people will be doing different research on the product or service offering that we are trying to sell. We also know that buying committees or buyers themselves would much rather, in most cases, do their own research and be in the driver's seat of that buying experience and journey for as long as possible. So with all that in mind, the Marketing Profs article here suggests the use of buying agents or artificial intelligence agents that can essentially act as an assistant or a buying assistant for your prospects. They can understand all the complicated questions and concerns that a prospect might have about your product or service. And these buying agents would be trained on your assets, on your content, on all the documentation around your product or service, everything that you've created around your product, is about the product functionality and how to use it, so on and so forth. And knowing all this, the buying agent can provide the exact correct answer or the best possible answer, or share the best piece of content to address each buyer's concern at their stage in their journey. And of course, these AI buying agents would be on call 24/7 to help with any prospect at any time that might come through your funnel. Okay, and then coming in on the home stretch here for today's episode, we're going to talk about revenue intelligence, the use case of revenue intelligence for your AI. And this is the idea that our AI is going to be able to much more accurately predict the revenue or the return on investment of certain business actions or certain campaigns or tactics and strategies much more accurately than we have been able to do in the past, or we have been able to do up to this point. Of course, this goes back to AI's ability to ingest and analyze vast amounts of data almost instantaneously and make recommendations or predictions based on that data. The more data we can supply to our AI systems, the better our intelligence is going to be, particularly in the case of revenue. In this instance, we're talking about a system in which before we've done a test or run a campaign, even we'll have some idea of the revenue or the potential ROI of that campaign based on AI or revenue intelligence. It can analyze the aspects of the campaign, the different creative elements of the content, and then look back at past campaigns and past performances in specific target audiences, and likely give some sort of recommendation or ideally give some sort of recommendation or indication as to which campaigns that we have ready to launch and that are drafted will be the most successful and will lead to the most potential revenue. Okay, so there you have it for these five use cases outside of just strictly content generation. For action steps for marketers today, definitely just go through each of the items on this list, give them some thought, try implementing them if they make sense or if there's a place for them in your organization. At the very least, try and find one that you can start to implement. I'm sure many of us are doing things like personalization and content organizing and categorization, but at the very least, we can enhance these with these AI use cases. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.